There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
That makes you go.
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
Here comes my friend Ty Bollinger, the cure for my depression.
Oh no, I didn't say that, Ty. Run, the FDA's coming to label you.
I'm a new drug, RSV.
Yes, you are one of those. But Huey Lewis sang about you because you won't make me fat. You don't make me three feet thick, I think was the thing. I just feel good around TMB, and that's a good thing. And I love that story about friends. Wasn't that cool? Being around friends, it can reverse depression. And what was interesting about that story is that the opposite wasn't true necessarily, that if somebody was depressed, that you automatically get depressed because you're hanging around them. So what was more contagious is uplifting and happy.
Yeah, that is interesting. I'm going through the Global Quest right now, scripting some of these episodes, and I just finished today going through some quotes from doctors talking about the way that being happy actually elevates your immune system for a period of 24 hours. Just 1 minute of laughter will elevate your immune system. So, and they can measure that. You know, they can measure the different components of the immune system when somebody laughs. So that's good to remember, right? Laughter is the best medicine. Being happy is a good thing.
Yeah, it is. And if you're feeling bummed out, it's okay. I mean, listen, we all sometimes need to be alone and just quiet. And we talk about the loss of loved ones. You have to process that and mourning and stuff. But, you know, in terms of normal interaction, you know, having a friend and someone to be silly with. I mean, it just, and we like to be silly together here on the show. And even though we cover such serious topics, I mean, we have to bring some light into it or else we would all be bummed out all the time.
Oh, yeah, you've got to laugh. And, you know, one of the things that we wanted to talk about today that really it made me laugh yesterday, it didn't make Charlene laugh quite so much, was this this article about Cassandra Callender speaking to a quack, which would be me.
Right, Orak the Nipple Ripper, as he's called by Tim Bolin. I think he's a breast augmentation surgeon of some kind. He's taken it upon himself to be the arbiter of truth and the defender of the faith, that faith being the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And he took issue with UTMB for daring to, you know, talk about alternatives, if you will, for recovering from cancer. And you, in your interview with Cassandra, which was an incredibly brave interview that she did and that you did to bring out the experience that was just so horrific, it was amazing that she was able to sit there and talk about it.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good interview. She did a great job for being such a young lady, and she held her composure well. Did a very good job of articulating her, you know, her traumatic experience. Mm-hmm. And you know, I would think if there's any interview that nobody would be able to find something to pick at, you know, you would think it'd be something like this, where this girl, the poor thing, was strapped down to a bed in the hospital and forced a port in her. But you know, these trolls, these big mm-hmm. pharma trolls, whatever you want to call them, the trollies as Charlene likes to call them, you know, they're heartless and they'll stop at nothing. But I read through it and I just, some of the stuff was so ridiculous, it was just, it kind of made me laugh.
Well, and the thing is, they always call us quacks, right? But they quack so much, you're thinking, these are intelligent people, and all they do is quack, and then they get together when they hear the word homeopathy, they all yell woo. And I'm thinking, this is not a very mature group of people. They're not very happy. Maybe they're among depressed friends because they like to attack people who are actually uplifting and bringing good things to folks. But, of course, it violates their religious tenets that there shall be no options other than chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery, at least taken seriously. And what I've noticed about some of these quack buster guys, they like to be called, but they're the quacks, is that they've tempered some of their attacks. Even in this article about you interviewing Cassandra, used to be merciless, right? Merciless, yes. And now they're kind of, well, we understand that people should have a little bit of, they can choose if they want or of age. And I notice this, and I think a little bit of that is due to Hufnagel, the science cat. Super Don handles that cat, by the way, calling them out on being total a-holes. Let me just call it that. It just that there, you can have a different belief. We don't mind if you believe differently than we do, but don't be an ass about it. Let's just say that.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's really about the presentation. You can disagree with people without being disagreeable, and these guys are completely disagreeable. They call names. You know, they'll belittle, they'll malign, they'll do everything in the book that they learned from their granddaddy Edwin Bernays, right, in propaganda. Mm-hmm. This is all techniques that Edwin Bernays espoused 80 years ago, mm-hmm. and these techniques were part of the reason, part of the reason why fluoride was eventually dripped into the water here in the United States, even though it's an industrial toxic waste. These were all techniques that were used by him, and they've just been, you know, improved upon ever since. These are the same techniques that they're using today. You know, mm-hmm. you'll notice that they call names, they'll belittle, they'll make accusations. They won't really get into the nuts and bolts of the argument. It's really more about name calling, and that's when you know that you've lost the argument when you resort mm-hmm. to that.
Well, speaking of losing the argument on the, how about the vaccine issue? There's an article here about vaccine McCarthyism by Dr. Gary Null and Richard Gale. I find this very interesting. It was written earlier in the year, but it said, what if the vaccine paradigm itself is deliberately flawed? And they bring up some of the issues like, you know, the concept of jumping the shark. Remember Happy Days? They jumped the shark?
Yeah.
It was a concept that when you've run out of things to say, you just do something just beyond belief, you're desperate for what little attention you can maintain. And the vaccine issue is one that they're pulling out all the stops now and trying to violate religious freedoms in this regard. And at this point, it shows their desperation. Now, not only is the Dr. William Thompson whistleblower scenario out of CDC going to come tumbling down on the CDC because it is now in the congressional record, thanks to Congressman Posey, but even things like in 2014, the Council on Foreign Relations mistakenly proved that the largest outbreaks of infectious diseases are within the most highly vaccinated populations. You remember seeing that?
Yeah. And, you know, we've known that and we've seen that over the years. And we've seen that the decline in a lot of these infectious diseases was not because of the vaccines. It was because of, you know, sanitation procedures and clean drinking water and so forth that John Rappaport has shared with me recently in an interview that I did with him out in California. That's mm-hmm. the reason that these diseases were eradicated, not because of the vaccines. And what you do see on the converse, though, is you see these huge spikes in diseases like acute flaccid paralysis after the polio vaccine was introduced. They change the definition of the disease.
Or
the name to where mm-hmm. you don't realize that the vaccine is actually causing the disease because it appears that polio drops off the chart and is completely eradicated when this new disease that's never seen before, acute flaccid paralysis or non-polio right. paralysis, is now an epidemic, and it's because of the vaccine.
Well, as Shakespeare said it best, polio, by any other name, would still contain the same amount of acute flaccid paralysis. Right? And we talk about toxicology in terms of these diseases as well, which is disavowed because, of course, pharmaceutical industry, other global industries, if you will, global corporations, might be liable for damages and causing these actual diseases that they want to blame on an unknown virus that they've never even identified or isolated. And that gets very controversial, but we're going to call it like it is on this show, and this is an opportunity we have to do that, and I'm just grateful for it. Another World Health Organization influenza debacle, of course, the swine flu H1N1 phony pandemic of 2009 also put another chink in the armor of the invincibility of vaccines. People, you know, are thinking about these things, even if they're not overt. They remember, oh yeah, they said it would kill 100 million. What happened to that, right?
Well, and not only did it not kill 100 million, almost $100 million in damages has been paid out in Europe because of the vaccine,
mm-hmm.
because of the fact that it damaged people. You know, I mean, it's something like $3 billion have been paid out since 1986 in the NVIC, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund, mm-hmm. because of the fact that these vaccines have damaged people. I mean, that's the reality of the vaccination scam, is that they are damaging people, and these huge amounts of money are being paid out to families that have been damaged. Mm-hmm. You're seeing this. You're seeing the fact that the vaccines, that the CDC knew that the vaccines were causing autism, but they did nothing. So it's not necessarily front page news, But it's getting out there that these vaccines are causing damage and people are being compensated for their injuries.
Yeah, flu shot causing Guillain-Barré. The flu shot of 2013-14 accounted for over 93,000 adverse reactions, including nearly 9,000 hospitalizations and over 1,000 deaths from the vaccine. And you know what? On the average year, that's about how many deaths that they attribute to flu. Not 36,000, but closer to 1,000, maybe sometimes in the hundreds, actual flu deaths. How about the mumps vaccine, showing that it doesn't work? Secondary transmission of measles in fully vaccinated people, right? The pertussis vaccine no longer working. This is absolutely crazy what's going on. And of course, they're desperate, so only thing they can do is try and ostracize those of us who have woken up and see through the pharmaceutical matrix.
Sure, sure. And you see the pertussis vaccine, the version that the Sanofi Pasteur company puts out. I can't remember what it's called. I think it's called Tripedia is the DPT vaccine from Sanofi Pasteur. It's on their package insert. It says it may cause autism.
Yeah.
So they admit it. They hide it in plain sight, and then they call you a quack when you read their package insert.
Yep. And in an Offutt's Rotatec, Paul Offutt's Rotatec, under question scrutiny again for causing a lot of dangerous things in children. How about the fraud of the human papillomavirus vaccine, HPV shots? That's coming out. Chickenpox vaccine showing to increase disease rates and even giving shingles to teenagers that never used to get shingles. So where are they going to go? It's a matter of time. It's just a matter of time, folks. And it's not that you can rest on your laurels and say, well, we can wait. I guess you could. But at the same time, do you want to protect your loved ones, your friends, from, you know, being needlessly harmed? So you got to find the time to speak out appropriately, not to beat your friends over the head, but just to be loving and be ready for them when they're ready to hear the message.
That's right. Yeah, like we mentioned last week in the show that I did from Cincinnati, you know, don't diarrhea all over them. Just drip it to them a little bit at a time.
Yeah, and of course, the what they're dripping in the vaccines is more like diarrhea. So don't do that. Just give them some nice, good things. Good organic non-GMO food.
They actually have found feces in the vaccines, believe it or not.
Well, exactly. Well, there's more plague on the horizon. I don't want you to worry about that because we know what to do. It's Yersinia pestis, the homeopathic nosode. There's a homeopathic homeoprophylaxis seminar coming up October 2nd through 4th in Dallas, Texas. I'll be speaking at. We'll give you more information about that. And anywhere TMB is going to be, we want to know. So think about that. We'll look at the calendar, see if there's anything to announce. In the meantime, we also, I think we may have a caller on the air from Canada, an alternative cancer question. So we'll see if we can take that from Jeff coming up on the other side of the break. Also, a question of the day. And did Campbell's Soup really say they're moving to GMO-free and organic ingredients? And is hell frozen over? I guess that's the next question. CMB, RSB here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box, after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
If you're new to the show, streaming live through our syndicator GCN and, of course, naturalnewsradio.com, heard around the world as well through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, and our good friend Jerry Doyle, as well as UK Health Radio, and so many places, fans all over the world, in fact, TMB, and it's just great to get together each and every week. So, of course, if you're new to the show also, you may not know Ty Bollinger, which would be weird, but if you don't, Cancer Step Outside the Box, one of the most phenomenal books that has ever been written in terms of what it's transforming people, and, of course, the work with the Quest for the Cures, which is the online TV video series, and there's the Global Quest coming up this fall. We'll keep you up to date on how to get plugged into that. And, of course, the book TMB and RSB wrote together, that's Unlock the Power to Heal. TMB, just having a good time with you.
Yeah, man, it's always a pleasure to join you on Wednesday night for Outside the Box. Did you say that I was weird, or that it was weird if somebody didn't know me? Because I kind of missed that. Did you say it was weird
probably
to know me?
Off the air, you're weird. On the air, it would be weird if nobody knows you. No, we're both weird in our own weird ways, but we have a good time with that. And our wives probably just kind of smirk at us once in a while. It's like, oh, my gosh, there they go again, the boys.
Yeah.
With that, we got another of the boys calling us from Northern Ontario. He's known as Jeff, the raw organic mechanic or the organic mechanic. How are you? What's your moniker nowadays, Jeff?
Raw organic.
It's raw organic mechanic. Okay, yeah. So
someone
I don't know how
the West Coast stole it.
Okay, but the raw organic mechanic. Can you stay raw in the cold winters of Canada, or you got to cook a little food, right? No.
Oh yeah, you got to eat meat.
Yeah, so I just double-checking on you. But, Jeff, as a mechanic, I wish you'd be plugged into Super Don to help him out with his minivan troubles, I should say. But maybe we'll get you hooked up off the air. But you have a question related to cancer, alternative cancer treatments. Go ahead.
Yeah, just two things first. Ty was talking about they can't get the vaccine to cure the diseases. Well, they can't even get the diseases because I'm still waiting for Ebola to strike. TMB, just a shout out to TMB.
Yes.
I was in a Relay for Life and I wore a t-shirt because I'm a cancer survivor. I wore a t-shirt with naturalnews.com, Mercola.com, and Cancer Truth, and I had posted it online, and Ty and Charlene seen that. And they,
You know, I remember that. Now I'm placing who you are.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sent me an autographed book. So Ty's a real deal, people. He's a genuine guy.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Jeff, so what was your question about a specific substance that can be used to help the immune system overcome cancer?
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys have heard of chaga mushroom. It's common in Canada and some of the lower northern regions of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Just below Canada, and they grow on the birch tree. It's gained a lot of popularity in the health movement. Just wondering if you guys have heard of that chaga mushroom.
Yeah, sure. I've heard of chaga. As a matter of fact, I just interviewed a doctor named Boris Greenblatt. He's a Russian doctor while we were overseas about 2 months ago, and that's a very, very popular cancer treatment over in Russia, is chaga mushroom, and believe it or not, I believe that they do chaga mushroom with some kind of vodka, as a very popular cancer treatment over there in Russia. It's very good on the it's with vodka. It's good on the immune system, and it, you know, all the mushrooms contain beta glucans, which we talk about quite frequently here.
That's
one of our sponsors, Fairway Health, with the beta 1,3-D glucan. But the chaga mushrooms have a very high percentage of beta glucan in them. And you know what's interesting is that even at Memorial Sloan Kettering website, they've got a whole rundown on chaga mushrooms, the fact that they're antiviral, anti-inflammatory, and that they're antimutagenic, and that they are used as a cancer treatment. So even a mainstream hospital like that has this on there now. Do the oncologists know this? Or do they actually prescribe it? Probably not. But I guess in order to cover their bases and make sure that they have the latest research, they can't ignore this. The fact that it's so good with cancer.
Jeff, have you used chaga yourself?
Yes. My call to action to people would be if you're in the northern state where you get white birch trees, or even like a brown birch, go out and looked 2 minutes from my parents' house and found it. I've looked in town where I live, out on the outskirts. You can find this mushroom anywhere, and
I like
it. Easy to find. So,
and you know what?
In trouble.
It reminds me, RSB, of a quote from Mike Adams last year at the Western Reserves. He said, "When people drive to a cancer center, they walk right by or drive right by medicine that can cure them, and they go and they get poisoned."
Yeah, you're talking about getting local, and Jeff the Raw Organic Mechanic is doing that up there in northern Canada. We love our hockey puck listeners up there. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you,
Jeff. Keep it up. Keep it up, and we're going to be back. We got questions of the day coming up. TNBRSB answering what you need to know.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you enjoying the Robert Scott Bell Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Robert Scott Bell Show has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/RSB. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show. Tell us your opinion on what you hear on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Visit us at gcnlive.com/RSB. That's gcnlive.com/RSB.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
So all y'all thinking that change has to come from the top down, right? We got to get a new president. I wouldn't argue that we don't, but the reality is we can't wait for that to happen. And even if they replace Obama with some other Yahoo outside of Rand Paul who has some constitutional basis, we end up in the same situation. So what do we do? Do we change what we do? Perhaps that could have a bigger impact from the bottom up. What do you think, TMB?
Well, I guess the answer to that is, of course, we have to change what we do, but could it have a bigger impact from the bottom up? I think that we're seeing that. I think we're seeing that already. One of the things we were talking about off the air was at Costco. Look at all of the – it's not being legislated at Costco that they have to sell more organic foods, but they do. I mean, I'm astounded every time we go by Costco here in Nashville how many more organic foods they have on the shelves. And the reason is because that's what people are buying. That's what mm-hmm. people say they want. And so there's a lot more of us than there are of them at the top. And so if we make a change from the bottom up, as you say, if you know, we yeah. change our purchasing habits, we demand organic, clean foods, and then the multinational corporations that they're only concerned with the bottom, you know, the bottom line, the money,
yeah.
they're going to see that if they don't meet our demand, that their sales are going to fall and they will give us what we want.
Well, look at how many fast food restaurants are scrambling to figure out how Chipotle has become so successful and starting to integrate these ideas, remove some of the nasties from their menu. And now the question about Campbell's soup. I remember growing up with Campbell's cream of mushroom. Again, I was a standard American diet kid. Do you remember Campbell's? Did you have a favorite that you would eat?
I like cream of chicken the best, actually.
Cream of chicken, okay.
Yeah.
And you know, of course, as we became aware of the food issue, we moved over. If we were going to do soup, there became organic soup store. We'd make our own. But so I didn't think Campbell's would be coming around because they're a big, big company, been around forever. But it looks like based on consumer demand, Campbell's is making announcements about improving the sustainability of its foods. And they say they're going to be launching several lines of kids' soups, removing MSG from all of their kids' soups.
Mm-hmm.
And in August of this year, the company says they're going to introduce Campbell's organic soup for kids in 3 chicken noodle varieties, and they'll also be non-GMO. Now, I'm not saying I'll rush out and support Campbell's because they're doing that, but I recognize there are people on a budget at this point, economically challenged, and while you have access to food that is less expensive for you, you know, I want you to have access to that food, but I also want you to also start growing some of the ingredients so that you can make your own soup. And put in what they call that, what, sweat equity, when you do it yourself?
Yeah, yeah. No, I think that's a good thing for Campbell's. You know, it's a move that makes sense because they're looking at they're losing share in that market because people are going out and buying the there's a couple of brands of soup that we'll buy sometimes when we get soup. They're not the soup in the cans. They're in the cardboard boxes.
Oh yeah, they have them like in the rice dream cartons, right? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so, you know, they're losing revenue, they're losing market share, so that's a good decision. And, you know, anytime we get these small victories, I commend the companies for that because people are going to be a little bit healthier because they're eating organic. You know, we see moves like Pepsi. They're taking aspartame out of the Diet Pepsi, but they're replacing it with Splenda, which is, you know, it's kind of like not quite as bad as aspartame, but it's still not good.
Right.
But you know, it's kind of a little victory.
Incredible.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little pyrrhic in some ways when you replace one artificial with another. I like what Campbell's is doing because it seems like they're removing the artificial in this case.
Yeah. No, it's definitely much better. But you know, at least with Splenda, it hasn't been shown to eat holes in the brains of rats or anything. So, you know, maybe it's a little bit less harmful. But, you know, with Campbell's removing the MSG, that's a big thing because people don't understand about glutamate that not only is MSG an excitotoxin, in other words, it excites your brain cells to death, but it's also, every cancer cell has a whole bunch of glutamate receptors. Glutamate is a fuel for cancer. In addition to sugar, the two main fuels for cancer are sugar and glutamate. And people realize that sugar fuels cancer cells. They don't realize that glutamate fuels cancer cells, too. So anytime that you're out there eating something that has MSG in it, and it's not the monosodium part that's dangerous. It's the glutamate part. And so that's why these, you know, they'll change the name of MSG into something else, like some kind of
hydrolyzed vegetable protein.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry, I couldn't even say it. But you know, they'll call it something else.
Yes.
And it's not technically MSG, so they can get away with it. It says contains no MSG. But the problem is that the MS part was not the problem. It was the glutamate part that's the problem, and it still contains the glutamate that fuels cancer.
I want to remind all our listeners though that remember, even though he fumbled the word there. This guy, TMB, was the first on Fox News to say Delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol. I was so blown away. I was bowing down. I was like, that was amazing. You were on Fox News and you said that without blinking. It was awesome.
I can say that, but I can't say hydrolyzed. So that wasn't
but that's good, because the other thing is actually good for you, what you mentioned. The thing that we just mentioned, not good for you. Now, Pepperidge Farms, do you remember Pepperidge Farms? Did you have any of their, they had like, frozen cakes and all kinds of cookies.
Oh, they had the best chocolate cakes at Pepperidge Farm.
Yes, that's what I remember. Now, they're not saying those are going organic, but they're saying they're going to make organic wheat versions of their popular Goldfish crackers.
So, oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good, better snack, you know, better snacks for kids. If they're going to eat that stuff, at least it doesn't have all the GMOs and the pesticides.
Well, hopefully not the glyphosate again. In, you know, if the wheat's not organic, they're soaking it in that stuff to bring it to market. So be careful
that's
with
true.
The
thing. That's true. They do use the glyphosate as a desiccant to ripen things, and so it doesn't even necessarily have to be labeled.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, with that, I think, you know, we went to a phone call, but we go to the website at robertscottbell.com. You can drop your questions and comments, and we'd like to hear from you.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. Today's question of the day comes from Lori. And TMB, you're going to help me with this one. It says, hi, Robert. What with even organic foods, which we were just talking about today, not having the same vitamin mineral content they used to for many reasons, what are your thoughts on multivitamins? Do you take one? How can you possibly get everything you need, right? That's a big question, isn't it? I mean, I agree. I think you agree that even if we eat all clean organic foods, there are certain minerals that are just not plentiful enough in the food or the soils that supplementation has become necessary.
Yeah. Yeah. What I do personally is two things that I'll take every day to make sure that I get all the vitamins and minerals that I need are I'll do a couple scoops of Living Fuel Super Greens.
Mm-hmm.
Which contains just about everything. If you look at the ingredients of that, Casey Krejci's done a great job of formulating that product. And then every morning I'll drink a glass of the organic Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 from Longevity.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's two things that I take. And that's got a whole host of vitamins and minerals, pretty much everything that you need, all of the requireds.
Right.
That's what I do. That's what I take, in addition to trying to eat a clean diet. But, you know, as you mentioned, you're not going to get everything you need from the food because of the fact, well, many factors, soil being depleted, whatever else.
Right. And she mentioned that she is starting to take the selenium that we talk about, as well as the silica, because there are certain key minerals that I've identified as well, that even if you're doing a broad spectrum multi, if you will, you may not be getting enough to facilitate what you really need. And so we can target occasionally, or maybe systemically for a long term, to pick out some of those. And I've, you know, mentioned them, and we wrote about them in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, the silica, the GTF chromium as well, a very overlooked and refined out of the food mineral, so critical for so many vital functions, including liver and, of course, utilization of energy, blood sugar issues. So there are certain things that I tend to do. And we'll do some of these super powdered foods as well. I love the One World Way. They revitalized it, the next generation, and it's still as awesome as I remember, even better.
Yeah, I do. I do One World Way every day. As a matter of fact, I had we'll make ice cream with it. We'll put a little bit of almond milk.
Mm-hmm.
And some ice, and then a couple scoops of the chocolate One World Way, and then, you know, I think we had some when you were out here. We made some ice cream.
That was awesome.
Tastes like soft serve ice cream.
You're making me hungry.
Yeah.
I want it now.
Yeah, the reason I laughed, though, you were talking about something, and you said blood sugar, and it took me back to Atlanta.
Oh, dear. Yeah, I know. These are not the droids you're looking for a moment, right? You know, this is the thing. We've talked about it a number of times, and I just love not being bound by the constraints of, I'm not going to say polite society, because I feel like we're pretty polite folks. We have a good time. But certain times, you know, I'm not saying the rules are made to be broken, but if the rules are made and they're not really rules, there's nothing wrong with, you know, kind of maneuvering around and through them. Of course, my teenager's going to hear that and go, oh, okay. But you got to get what I'm saying here, son. That spirit moves us to do things sometimes. And you're like, why did that happen? How did that happen? And I think that it wants the best for us. Sometimes we limit it in ways that are more, I already say, the negative side of being human, where we're kowtowing to authority and we're afraid of authoritarian figures that really aren't carrying the authority we're talking about.
Well, yeah, and you know, there's a certain point where we were just talking about this, I think yesterday, to the little girls about certain rules you want to obey, but then if there's certain laws that man puts in that violate what God's laws are, then you don't obey them. So, and that doesn't necessarily apply to the situation we're talking about here, but it does it does apply in that there are certain things that are, I guess you would look at as just. You know, there are moral things that you don't want to violate other people.
Right.
And then there are laws that have been put in place that have nothing to do with violating anybody else. They're just stupid, arbitrary, and they're just as Dr. Brzezinski said, just a bunch of stupid puppets put these laws into place.
Well, exactly.
In that case, I don't think it's a big deal to break them.
No, and you know, your participation in abiding by them facilitates the absurdity and the insanity of some of the worst things in our culture. And case in point, of course, would we perceive that it is a moral thing to violate the FDA's restrictions on freedom of speech? Absolutely, the moral and appropriate and correct thing to do spiritually, in my opinion. I don't know, TMB, you might agree with me on that. And yet some people, you know, you'll get in trouble for it, or I won't do it, I'm afraid. You know, I understand why. But at the same time, I think we are called by a higher authority to speak out when it's appropriate, and we're going to do it.
Well, yeah, and again, it's a quote that I think I quoted last week. All it takes for evil to win is good men to do nothing. So you have to speak. It's our duty to speak out against tyrannical type laws and rules and regulations that would limit our, you know, our God-given rights to freedom of speech, freedom of association, whatever it might be.
So good women out there, don't let your good men do nothing.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. So TMB RSB here each and every week. Hump Day, we do the Outside the Box edition. If I had, you know, my druthers, I'd have TMB on all the time, but he would never get anything done, you know, and his important work with the Quest for the Cure's Global Quest. And I don't know if you're at liberty to mention, maybe we shouldn't even go there, but there's some really cool stuff coming up, and kind of give a heads up on the time frame for fall, when people should be ready for the next round. So we'll reveal that.
Sure.
Yeah, when we come back. Also, drinking alcohol, is there a risk associated with cancer and drinking alcohol? And the latest celebrity to succumb to cancer, what will she choose, chemo, radiation, or selenium? We'll find out after the break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, Global Quest for the Cure, getting ready this fall. You talk about the return of, you know, you talk about must-see TV, you know, all these things that they said. Oh, the fall season's starting. Well, you know, the best thing that's coming up this season is the Quest for the Cure is going global. And TMB is here to kind of give us a brief preview of timing on this so we can anticipate when to get ready.
Yeah, so it looks like we're going to be launching the 9-day documentary miniseries, Global Quest, beginning, I think it is Monday, October the 12th. It's going to be the first day. Let me see. Yeah, that's right. Monday the 12th, I think it's going to be the first episode, or maybe Tuesday the 13th. But okay. Yeah, it'll be right in the middle of October for the 9-day episodes.
Perfect. Perfect time to counteract all the pink ribbon propaganda that we're likely going to hear from who knows what celebrity has breast cancer now. And we'll get to that in a moment. But here's a study that's interesting. It's saying cancer risk even from light drinking, right? When we hear so many, you know, drinking is bad for you. It's not in light, in moderation. You can do wine, you can do this. I mean, this is another confusing study.
It is. So, you know, I've read in the past that, you know, one glass of wine a day helps to lower cancer risk, especially if it's a certain type of wine because of the high amounts of resveratrol, whatever it might be. But this study that was in the BMJ, British Medical Journal, looked at over 100,000 adults and showed that just a couple of glasses of alcohol a day, but don't say what kind of alcohol, increased cancer risk, specifically breast cancer.
Interesting.
So, I'd be interested to see, Robert, what kind of alcohol was it? Was it an organic wine from Merlot, France, or was it two shots of 151 Bacardi? You know, they don't really tell you here.
The National Health Service in Britain says men should not regularly drink more than 3 to 4 units or 2 cans of 4.5% alcohol lager a day, and women 2 to 3 units, which is 2 small glasses of 12% alcohol by wine a day. Although these drinking guidelines are currently under review. I'm not a drinker. I've indulged in alcohol in my younger years, and I outgrew it. I was just like, okay, I'm done, right? One day I was done. I know a lot of people my age that are suffering with liver problems because they continue doing alcohol, and I think that could be one of the contributing factors. Anything that enhances, if you will, liver congestion, that's a weird way to say it, but let's say damages your liver over time, can increase your risk for any and all chronic diseases, and that would include cancer.
Yeah, sure, and I think that could be part of it. But, you know, I'm with you. I don't like I used to drink, and now I hate the taste of alcohol. If I'm going to drink something that, like, instead of drinking wine, I'll drink a glass of organic grape juice. It tastes better to me. You know, I just don't like the alcohol taste. So that's good, I guess, for me, that I don't have that temptation at all. But, you know, that may be one of the things that, one of the reasons that this is damaging from a cancer perspective is anything that taxes the liver is going to cause your body to become more toxic, and it's going to cause a cascading effect in your body.
Right. Long-term dehydration as well, that could contribute to that. Remember the Echo Water. Paul Barricaro was over in London at the IAC conference, and he's hopefully getting molecular hydrogen plugged into all those people via the water there. So robertswater.com if you haven't learned about that. Shannon Doherty, the latest celebrity, says she has breast cancer. She was the Beverly Hills 90215, whatever she was. I think it was a Yes album, 90210.
90210, yeah, apparently.
Or 90215, I don't know. But she's 44 years old now. She's got breast cancer.
Yeah, I just saw that story today that she's got breast cancer. So, you know, yet another celebrity. So then my question is, what is she going to join the bandwagon and be one of the talking heads to join in with the October, you know,
the Pink Ribbon Brigade?
The Pink Ribbon thing. So that'll be interesting to see.
It's a good question.
Yeah, we'll wait and see how it works out. I mean, there's just, you know, the Hollywood stars are not immune to cancer. We're seeing that. They're getting cancer just like everyone else.
Yeah.
The only difference is that they're more under the spotlight. And so, you know, when somebody like Angelina Jolie does a preventative prophylactic double mastectomy, then people tend to try to follow that advice.
Right. You know, well, she's suing, Shannon's suing her manager for failing to pay her insurance premiums and allowing her insurance to lapse. So she thinks she's in trouble, but the honest truth is that the most dangerous thing you can have in America, I've said it before, I'll say it again, is really good medical insurance, especially when you have something like cancer, because you'll end up doing invasive procedures that can kill you instead of the things that you can read about in Cancer Step Outside the Box or what you can watch on the Global Quest for the Cure is coming up in October. And a whole host of cool docs from around the world.
Including RSV.
No way. You wouldn't let me in. No, I shouldn't be there.
I'll let you in it, man. I'll let you in it. You were one of the favorites, I got to admit.
we have some fun together, and we've got more fun coming. Thank you to Op-Ed. Thank you to Super Don. Thank you to TMB. And thank you all for being here, including Jeff, the Raw Organic Mechanic in Canada, for calling in. Tell them what they need to know before we go.
They all need to know that the power to heal is yours.
Absolutely.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.